And as we've just been discussing, the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton's comments on illiterate refugees taking Australian jobs touched off a political firestorm. Malcolm Turnbull stood firmly by his minister. The opposition leader Bill Shorten described Peter Dutton's comments as offensive and deeply divisive. Paul Bongiorno joins us from our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Paul, Peter Dutton's comments caused some outrage, but does the government win from this? Will this decision to tap into voter anxiety about border security pay off for the coalition?
Well, they're banking on it, and there is plenty of political history that would suggest that when the coalition pushes this button, it works for them. Two elections, certainly the 2001 Tampa election, that was also the Children Overboard election, you might remember, where asylum seekers were demonised as child killers, and the Stop the Boats election last time, where this issue played a fairly significant role. So the fact that the button has been pushed suggests that the government sees that that it is a political plus that should resonate with voters. The fact that this button was pushed, though, in week two of an eight-week campaign suggests to me that the Liberals are taking very seriously the 50-50 split in the average of the opinion polls, and the fact that just this week the Morgan poll had Labor 52% to 48. This shows that the Liberals aren't taking this election for granted, and they do think they're on track not to winning but to losing. So they've gone for one of the issues that resonates for them.
Well, it's not comfortable ground for Labor, we know, and today Labor will try and shift the focus away from asylum seekers with the announcement that a Labor government would lift the freeze on the Medicare rebates paid to GPs from next year. This is a major health announcement, $2.4 billion over the forward estimates, playing to its strengths.
Yes, certainly playing to its strengths, and I'm told that the feedback Labor is getting around the country is that Medicare is an issue with voters, and of course bulk billing, if you like, is right there on the front line of healthcare. The argument that that we can't afford it is quite a thin argument when you look closely at it, because we have a national monopoly health insurer. Australia, in fact, gets more bang for its medical buck than even America, which is a highly privatized health system. So we can't afford to let Medicare go if we want to have a first-rate, first-world health system.
Okay.
And that's the argument that's being pushed today.
And just very briefly, Paul, Labor frontbencher Dave Feeney, a lot of attention about his housing portfolio. He's got an apartment in Canberra, we now learn. There's nothing illegal about this. He didn't declare his members' interests. He should have. That was a bad mistake. It's drawn attention to it. And it's also drawn attention to the Labor's changes to negative gearing.
Yeah. Look, you've got to say, it makes you wonder what some of our politicians are thinking. You know, how you can forget to list a $2 million property actually confounds me, and I'm not the brightest spark around, I guess, so it confounds, you know, millions of Australian voters. There's no doubt about it. So, look, it is a bad look. The fact that that someone who is clearly an investor in property, like Mr. Feeney, takes advantage of the rules is not in itself critical, except that he has been out there arguing on social media and in the media that negative gearing pushes up the price of houses to first-time buyers and others, which does have a whiff of hypocrisy.
It does have a whiff of that. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran. Goodbye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor to the 10 Network. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to eight.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.